Welcome in to RJ Bell's Dream Preview, MLB edition. It is your host, Griffin Warner, the real underscore G Warner on Twitter. I am by my lonesome tonight. Just me. So unfortunately, you won't get the professional radio voice of Scott Seidenberg. He'll be back on Thursday, but it is a Sunday night episode. And I'm going to go through the Monday card. Also have a couple promo codes to get you, save you some money on pregame. Also mentioning a contest, which you can win some real cash money. So make sure, or excuse me, some bulk dollars, which you can use just like cash money at the pregame.com website. So stay tuned for those. It'll come end of show right before I give you my best bet. Another wild weekend in baseball this weekend. Some really good games. I feel like finally the soccer season is wrapping up. I'm able to spend a lot more time looking at the baseball teams and what's going on every day. So I'm looking forward to that. Might as well just get right into the card because it might be a little bit shorter of an episode tonight. Feel free to reply. If you're not subscribed already, hit it on YouTube or on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Become a subscriber. It helps us to climb up the list, get more people listening, potentially offer us, or we'll offer you more recordings, more podcasts, anything to fill up your day sitting at your desk when you don't want to be working. But I'm going to go through each game on this card for Monday, June 5th. Like I said, a promo code's coming, as well as a contest to talk to you about to flex your baseball knowledge. And might as well just get right into it. For Monday, we have Milwaukee Brewers. They are on the road at the Cincinnati Reds. Julio Teheran at Andrew Abbott, a call-up rookie who had huge K strikeout numbers in the minor leagues, got promoted from Double A, where they're, I think they're playing with a little bit tackier of the baseball, but was still doing pretty well in Triple A as well, enough to get the call-up here. Cincinnati still seem like one of those teams to me that have some really great younger players that are not yet called up. I think they're waiting for Super 2 or other ways to massage, manage, manipulate, whatever M word you want to use, the contract situation and when the major league clock starts for their players and their prospects. But pretty big jump for Abbott from Double A to the bigs in the same season, especially that we're 2 months in, being it's June 4th, recording for a June 5th episode. So a lot of respect there. Just get into this number. Julio Teheran, who was on a minor league contract and then ended up having an opt-out clause so he could go get signed by a big league roster like the Brewers signed him for. He had a couple good starts so far, very low strikeout rates, and that's kind of the pitcher he's been throughout his career. I'm not a believer, but we'll see where his number is. So currently Abbott, use BetOnline numbers for this one. Currently Abbott is a -105. So it's a -105 number both ways. Over-under is 9.5. Julio Teheran just is not going to really strike anybody out. And that's something that we should expect from Abbott, that he has great swing and miss and strikeout capabilities. We'll see how much and how well that plays at the major league level. But Milwaukee, I would give a bullpen edge in this one over Cincinnati. Certainly the little brother of the injured Mets closer who's been filling in, Alex Reyes. No, that's a Cardinals reliever. Anyway, Alexis Diaz, I think he's been awesome as a closer, really took over the role, kind of grabbed it, which was not handed to him last season, and has kept the role and has been pretty solid. But I can't imagine Abbott's going too deep in this game. In a major league debut, you might see some nerves. So I feel like six innings is about as far you can expect from him. And then good luck covering those final two innings until you get to Alexis Diaz at the end. Whereas Milwaukee, they've got Strzelecki's been pretty good out of the bullpen so far. Devin Williams has been a little bit shaky, but has been getting the outs he needed. I would rate Milwaukee's lineup a little bit better. But ultimately, I'm waiting to see if they move to a home if the Reds move to home dog, because that's where I'd be looking to target. I think Teheran has no strikeout ability. It's really hard to pitch well in this world, year of our Lord 2023, when everyone's trying to hit home runs. If you're not striking people out or missing bats, I think Abbott is probably a little bit higher ceiling, low floor option, which is a little bit scary when you're backing a single event baseball game. But I do love his ability to strike people out. And I think that will translate to the big leagues. Next, I'll move to the Cubs, still playing in San Diego after a wraparound series. Smashed San Diego a little bit today, but Ryan Weathers, good luck trusting him. Unfortunately, seemed like he was fooling us a little bit. But tomorrow, it's when you're listening, it'd probably be Monday by the time you got this in your feed, but it's got Kyle Hendricks at Blake Snell. Pretty good competition there, at least 5 years ago. These are both Cy Young candidates. It's been a long, long road since then. Hendricks is nothing like he was in the past. I guess throwing 84 miles an hour gets old after a while, whereas Blake Snell still has never been able to figure out his ability to control the ball in the strike zone, or at least it make his pitches look like strikes when he gets swings and misses. Snell a pretty big favorite here, -169, nice favorite at home. Over-unders 8.5, and a little bit more juice to the over. Hendricks is just not a guy I can trust. I think he built his career on soft contact or just fooling hitters. The Padres are built for home runs, so when he makes mistakes, they're likely going a long way. Yes, it is in a San Diego ballpark, which is unlikely to give up as many home runs as other places, but they're starting a little bit earlier than normal as it's getaway day for this Monday, last day of a Monday series. And I don't know. I mean, the Cubs bullpen has been disastrous. I don't trust them. San Diego's has Josh Hader, one of the best closers in the game, if not the best. Certainly some questions getting to him, though there's other good arms in that bullpen as well. I would like to have, I mean, fading Blake Snell, I really can't blame you if you're looking for it, like over 1.5 to 1 odds. Winning that bet 2 out of 5 times will basically break even for you. Like, not the worst thing in the world. It might even be slightly profitable, a little bit plus EV. And maybe the Cubs kind of feed off the momentum they grab tonight. I just don't know necessarily that I trust Hendricks enough, though. I feel like I can't blame anyone who fades Blake Snell at such a lofty price. Next we'll go to the only American League game scheduled, and that's Houston visiting Toronto. Great series about to get underway. We got Brandon Belak from the Houston Astros visiting Alek Manoah and his inability to know where the ball is going at this point. Manoah coming off 4 innings pitched, only 2 runs allowed, but they were given up very early in the game against Milwaukee. He has no idea where the ball is going, hasn't all season. Improvements have been coming, but they're few and far between. He just can't get his fastball in the arm slot right. It just flies up and away to left-handed hitters, almost hits right-handed hitters in the jaw. And he's really had to rely on throwing breaking stuff for strikes, which is a really tough thing to do. And if you know that's coming, those are the easiest pitches to hit really hard. So Houston, they haven't had a really great start to the year. It's been pretty disappointing, to say the least. Certainly some World Series hangover. That's caused some problems, but Belak's been solid. The Houston bullpen has also been struggling a little bit, mainly Rafael Montero, but he got a save this past weekend. So things are looking a little bit more up to him, or at least finish the game out. Belak's been, I think, not really the biggest pitching pedigree, prospect pedigree type of starter, but has done well enough, I think. And currently Manoah is a -122 home favorite. So you get some plus money, get some odds on Houston right now. Over under is 10. I would want to lean over, though. I think both bullpens are good in this matchup, and maybe Manoah finally figures it out. I'm just choosing to bet against him until he does. So I like Houston a lot here. I'll take that +112. Now to interleague. I guess we do have one more AL game, but that's a rainout makeup. So I'll get to that later in the show as it's lower in the rotation numbers. But interleague, we have Detroit at Philadelphia, Jacob Wentz at Aaron Nola. Wentz, I was listening to a Tigers broadcast when Wentz is pitching against the Texas Rangers this week. They're even the broadcasters for the Tigers radio was just like hoping that he could survive against a strong Texas lineup. I think he gets a little bit of class relief, surprising to say that aloud, but I just did, against Philadelphia. But Kyle Schwarber hit 2 home runs on June 1st. Maybe it was today. So as soon as it hit June, he's starting to warm up a little bit. Nola hasn't had a great start to the year, but we expect him to, this is a great matchup for him to really get a good start under his belt. I don't really know where Detroit's better. We saw their closer come in today, Lang, and give up a walk-off grand slam, 108 ERA, 12 whip. I think he got 1 out, gave up 4 runs. Not great, and makes me wonder if he's even available if Detroit did have a lead late. So Philadelphia currently -225, over-unders 8.5, very juiced the over. I don't really see a way for Detroit to win this game unless they really hit Nola hard and don't have to worry about a close game with their bullpen. Next, we'll go to Kansas City on the road at Miami. Braxton Garrett starting for Miami, no-name starter for Kansas City right now. probably not totally worth discussing this number, though I'm currently seeing Braxton Garrett, a minus 175 favorite. That seems gigantic, but Miami's a better team than Kansas City. They win close games. KC can't really hit. I don't know that their bullpen's very good, and they're going to be covering a lot of outs here, unfortunately. Miami's been great at home. They don't win games by a lot, so I feel like it's always worth to look at a run line on the road underdog, because that only guarantees 8 at-bats for Miami if they're going to win in 9 innings. But I don't know that there's enough really there for me to want to investigate Kansas City unless they have a starting pitcher that I can actually trust to eat up some outs. Next, we'll go to Oakland visiting Pittsburgh. J.P. Sears, the former Yankee prospect, against Johan Oviedo, who was fooling us early, had a really high velocity slider that was working out really well. That velocity has seemed to disappear since the beginning of the year, and so has his great numbers. But he gets a really great draw here with Oakland. I don't know necessarily that I believe in Oviedo to really be as good as this number suggests. I'll get right into it. Minus 184 favorite are the Pittsburgh Pirates. Very surprising for what I think the start of the season was the sixth worst team according to World Series odds. So that's not a great sign, but Pittsburgh's been playing well to start the year. They're facing one of the worst teams in the history of Major League Baseball. Sears, I think, can keep his team in this game. I think I'm probably more interested in under 8.5 than anything in this one. Might even get a 9, and that's a very important key number in this sport. So if you're an under interest or you got one, I would suggest waiting for that. I think Sears can keep Pittsburgh relatively quiet. He's got to keep the ball in the yard. That's a big thing for him, but he's a fly ball pitcher. It's a pretty big park. So as long as he's staying away from the power alleys, I think that should work fairly well. I don't think Oakland's really going to struggle or are going to force Johan Oviedo into struggling. He's got good enough stuff. I mean, he was a pretty prized prospect in the St. Louis Cardinals organization. Hasn't really put it together until the start of this year, and then kind of drifted a little bit back from some good numbers he's putting up early. This is a great, great situation for him. I think also with likely only 8 at-bats for the home team, who's a pretty big favorite here, I think we don't see a lot of runs. So I'll be holding out for under 9 to see if that one pops. Last interleague game is the St. Louis Cardinals visiting the white hot Texas Rangers at this point. Just like the weather here in Dallas, climbing just as high as the run differential for the Rangers. We'll see what happens with that team coming forward, but this is a bit more of a challenging type of opponent here. The St. Louis Cardinals, who are a offense only team, it seems, but with a good bullpen. Got Adam Wainwright on the bump for the St. Louis Cardinals visiting Martin Perez. Currently, the Rangers are a minus 136 favorite, so it's a little bit bigger than I think what would be an equal team on a neutral field at home, batting last. So a little more respect, and I think it's probably deserved based on the way Texas has been playing this year. Hard to argue with their incredible run differential, all those sort of things, run in general, and winning run, but also run differential. Overunder is 9.5, and it's juiced heavily to the over. Might see a 10 here. Feels really high for a ballpark like the one that's air-conditioned in Arlington, but Texas has been lighting up the scoreboard, scoring 10 runs themselves in so many games this year that it's hard to really think that that's going to stop, especially against an Adam Wainwright, who's not really going to miss a lot of bats. He uses his curveball as like a ground ball type of sinker type of pitch. It's worked fairly well. He had a really good year last year, started the year late this year, I think due to injury. We'll see what happens with that one. But ultimately, I keep waiting for this Texas streak to end. But I don't really see Adam Wainwright as a power arm that's going to keep Texas quiet. Even scoring 2 runs against Luis Castillo didn't seem like a lot, but it was enough to win and cover a run line at home if you took them as an alternate, because I think they closed an underdog. But ultimately, I feel like Wainwright's not the guy I want to back to end this Texas run. Martin Perez, never really a strikeout guy himself, and might have some challenges with a very right-handed heavy St. Louis lineup on Monday night. But ultimately, Perez has shown that he can somehow do it. He can miss bats at least enough to go through with low run totals, getting 5 or 6 innings with very few strikeouts. I'm not going to believe that he's unable to do it now. He's done it for years. It's basically made a career off of it. So I don't know if there's enough here for me to back St. Louis, though I do like them in a close game late to potentially make that minus 136 look a little bit cheaper if they're in the lead or in a tie game. But that's also if Ryan Helsley can get his stuff together. And that's hard to say at this point. Last but not least, we'll go before I get to the promo codes, the contest that I want to make sure everyone is aware of that just started June 1st, and also get you a best bet and get out of here. It's the normally a Patriot Day Monday, but I think the rain out was a reason for that. It might have been a scheduled doubleheader on Saturday, which then got impacted by Friday night getting canceled due to weather. But Shane McClanahan on the road at Brian Bayo, definitely a pitching matchup for the future, but it's also the now for the Tampa Bay Rays, who are playing so well to start this year. Bayo is a Red Sox top prospect that hasn't really delivered so far just yet. There's been some little flickers of life. We'll see what ends up happening with that. But currently McClanahan's a gigantic favorite on the road, -161, over-under's 8.5, juice to the over. Tampa Bay has dominated Boston so far to start this year. I think they're either 6-7-1 in their 8 meetings or 7 meetings, whatever the number is. That's pretty lopsided to say the least, especially if they're only playing 13 games a year as opposed to 19 like they were in previous years. So it's nice to already clinch the season series essentially for the Tampa Bay Rays. Not a lot for me to do here because I like Tampa. I think they're a lot better. I was pretty close to playing their bullpen game on Saturday in the first game of the doubleheader. But I think they ended up blowing that one, if I remember correctly. The Tampa Bay bullpen has been concerning, to say the least, especially when they do so many bullpen games, because that puts a lot of stress on a bullpen that usually can handle it, and they're so good at them. Now they have, like, the biggest home run hitting team, the highest run scoring team, not named the Texas Rangers, and yet their bullpen has not been good enough and has been honestly relinquishing a bunch of leads, or else they might have already wrapped up a playoff spot, it feels like. I mean, too early to say that, but Tampa Bay's been so good, even with a weakened bullpen, which is usually their strength. So I would expect them to tune that up and become even more dangerous as we get towards playoff time. Brian Bayo, the starter for the Red Sox, has been able to get strikeouts in the minors. It hasn't really translated as well. He's had some high whip outings, kind of feels like a young Eduardo Rodriguez to me, right-handed instead of left-handed, but still with a lot of good stuff and a lot of like signs that he's going to be good someday, but I just don't see it yet. I'm not interested in backing the home underdog, even though McClanahan, I feel like, has been so good in his starts, but they haven't been as lopsided as I think his stuff would show. I feel like they get him out of there pretty early, and that will probably put more innings on a Tampa Bay bullpen. I mean, they're trying to protect that arm as much as they can. They've done a really good job of it so far. But I just don't really even think of the Red Sox in a close game late. Certainly, if you're getting a +150 number or so on the Red Sox, if they're going into like the late innings, it's probably a good value position to have on the Red Sox. But even against a beleaguered Tampa Bay bullpen, I think I still prefer them to Boston's late because Boston's has been so bad. So that is our Monday card for MLB's for RJ Bell's MLB Dream Preview. Or RJ Bell's Dream Preview MLB edition. There we go. As you can tell, Scott's usually the one throwing that out there. But before we get to my best bet for this episode, I want to mention the contest is running that I've kind of brought up a couple times in this episode. But it's the MLB Major League Baseball Summer Slam. It's for $500. Top three places win. Begins June 1st, so it's already in. It runs the All-Star break. You need 50 minimum picks, 100 maximum. So make sure you get those 50 in to qualify. But most units wins. So not a percentage type of number here. I mean, if you want to play all dogs and hit enough of them in your 50 picks to get the highest unit total, perfect. First place wins 500 pregame bulk dollars. You can use that on anything on the site, just like as good as cash. Second place, 250 bulk dollars, and third place, $100. Don't forget, it's a free entry. No obligation, nothing that you got to do except make those 50 picks to qualify and compete against your fellow handicappers on the pregame.com website. And I'm sure you can gloat about it all you want when you're winning on the forums. I wouldn't jinx yourself, but you know, probably doesn't matter what you put on a forum. So go nuts, do whatever you like. If that makes you feel good, just go to pregame.com and then click on contest to find the MLB SummerSlam 500. Don't wait. The action has already started June 1st. So join today for your free chance to win. And also for, I guess, subscription savings, if you want to use the promo code RUN20, get 20% off. All listeners of MLB podcast, good for 7 days from the podcast release. I highly recommend you checking that one out. Plenty of great handicappers on there. Myself, putting through soccer picks as we got Champions League coming up, plus Europa Conference League midweek as soccer is about to wrap up. Scott's putting out a ton of hockey content as well. AJ Hoffman's always got UFC stuff. If you like seeing people bash other people's brains in, men or women, that seems to be your guy. Use the promo code RUN20. Good for 20% off anything on the pregame.com website. So you got those two promo codes. I want to mention my Patreon site as well, patreon.com/real_G Warner. Also get in touch with me at twitter.com/real_G Warner. Highly recommend you checking out both those places if you want to get in touch with me. I'd love interacting with anybody that has something to say, positive or negative. Let me know. But check out myself on Pregame, also on Patreon. It's a little more affordable if that's something that you're more interested in that direction. For my best bet for this episode, I can't resist, honestly, the Houston Astros trying to fade Alek Manoah as far as the eye can see. I don't believe he's fixed it until he's figured it out, and he's going to have to show a lot more than he has so far this season. So take the Houston Astros, Brandon Belak going. He's a +112 underdog right now on the road at Toronto. I'm not so worried about this number moving the wrong side of even. That would take a pretty significant move. I feel like Toronto's gotten enough respect so far this season, including closing a favorite in a few of the games that already were played in Houston in a series earlier this year. I think I backed Houston in all three matchups and won 2 out of 3. So looking for something like that again. I feel like Houston's playing a lot better than they were then. And I just feel like Alek Manoah is, he's a dead man walking at this point. He's got to figure out exactly how to throw the fastball, a place where he knows where it's going. He hasn't done it yet in 2 months. So I don't think he's going to do it for this start. So grab Houston +112. Make sure if you're not subscribed already on anywhere you get your podcast, but specifically Apple Podcasts, great spot to subscribe to RJ Bell's Dream Preview. And you can get the MLB edition coming in every Monday and Thursday night. Scott will be back next time. Thank you for putting up with me, the real underscore G Warner. I've done my best. I hope that you guys haven't missed Scott too much, but if you have, he'll be back soon. So get in. Also use our promo codes RUN20. Get 20% off, join the contest, and make sure you join us again the next episode, and also plenty of great content on this RJ Bell's Dream Preview feed. So thanks for coming. See you all soon. Again, hit me up on Twitter or anywhere you can find it, the real underscore G Warner, and I will talk to you all soon.